Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome and good morning. And good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good everything from wherever you are. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. We come to you live each and every week on Healthy Life, as well as 13 hours of live radio throughout the week. So I want to make sure everybody out there has our website, which is www.thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com. And by the way, if you're listening to the show, you'll see right there on our website that we'd like you to fill out, if you could take a few minutes, and fill out a survey that you'll see right there on the home page, asking about what you like in terms of programming, giving us some information. It's really important to us. So I want to thank those of you that have already done so. And we've got lots going on with the show. If you have not received our newsletter, this is something that you probably want to sign up and do. That's the way you'll find out about the HUNA Prosperity Weekend, how you can win a free e-course in phenomenal memory, and much more. The week's lineups, including my guest today, who's joining me here, someone that knows a little bit about what it means to discover one's soul. Joan Marie Whalen joining us here today. Soul Discovery, 9 Principles for Revealing Your Sacred Gifts. Now, you know, what I love is I get to connect with a lot of people from all over the world. And there's always something that gets my attention. People say to me, don't you ever get tired of doing what you do? And I just send them to the archives and have them take a look at, you know, some of the shows that we've done. And so when we're talking today, it's great to introduce you to someone that not only lives her life in terms of principles that we've discovered along the way for the universe, for all of us, for transforming our lives, but she's here to us, joining us today to tell us about her story, but as well tell us about how she has been able to shift her life and how she is helping others. So let me introduce you to one of my very, very special guests today, Joan Marie Whalen. We're talking about the 9 principles for revealing your sacred gifts. Joan, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's good to have you here. You know, I love the topic for today, which is that when we look at discovering or revealing our sacred gifts, and so we walk around sometimes wondering, do we actually even have any sacred gifts? You know, we live so often in the gloom and doom of our lives. You know, how was it that you were able to find, discover, reveal who Joan is?
And that's a great question. You know, I think I got so tired of being angry and so tired of things not going my way that I just really needed to sit still and get real quiet. And in discovering my soul, it opened up my intuition to a far greater level, and it allowed me to be who I was really meant to be in this lifetime. And so it's been a magnificent journey, but for me to open my soul was to know silence, to get comfortable in my skin, and to really fall in love with every piece of myself.
Did you find that that's something that came to you naturally, or did you have to sort of have a little wake-up call by the universe?
I had a very big wake-up call. I literally had my head, you know, like, what do they say, sense knocked into you, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Heart knocked.
Yeah, I remember that. That's a statement, you know, I'm going to knock some sense into you. That's it.
Yeah. So the universe literally said, Joan Marie, I'm one of those people, and I say to everybody, I can take you what took me 10 years in, like, 2-3 months. because I was an individual who fought every step of the way of the truth of who I am, hated every minute of it, had no desire to have this kind of responsibility. And in 94, I was in and predicted a very, very, very serious head-on car collision that my father, he actually was my stepfather, who recently passed, but he and I were in the car together. And that morning, literally a being appeared to me, which is normal in my life. I've had this since birth. Actually, I've had very open intuition since birth, and appeared to me and said, you know, don't leave the house. Say there will be a very terrible car accident. You know, don't go. Tell your father, don't go. Schedule, change your plans. And I didn't have the courage to speak up to say, you know what, I have this really bad feeling. And I also knew that he would get in the car and go anyway because he had meetings to attend. And I just knew with every fiber of my being that if I didn't go with him, he would die that day.
So, you know, stepping into knowing is something we talk about a lot. But not all of us kind of get the information that you got, that sort of download.
Right. Right. I do have automatic download 24/7. And I don't know. I mean, so many people are like, Jennifer, I want to be as open as you are. And I teach everyone how to be. I share everything. I teach every piece of how, every secret, you know, and there really are no secrets because you are the secret. But it's great responsibility for you. And that means you get the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know?
I love that. We're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly when we return from break because we've got lots to talk about. We're thrilled. Thrilled to be doing the show. Joan Marie Will and joining us here today. And we're talking about how you can discover, the nine principles for revealing your sacred gift, soul discovery. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Joan about how do we break through. What I mean breakthrough? How do we get past all of the junk out there that enters into our minds that would have us believe we're very, very, very small? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, my very special guest today. Joining us here, Joan Marie Will, and we'll be right back.
Sometimes your favorite shows on HealthyLife.net are on when you're busy. Maybe you're working, sleeping, exercising, eating, or meditating, and forget to listen to your favorite Healthy Life host. Now there's a solution. You can record or schedule a recording time of any of our radio shows direct to your PC. Then listen on your PC to the show anytime, or convert the file to an MP3 and download it to your iPod or MP3 player. The iSound WMA MP3 Recorder 6.57 software offered by Abyss Media is easy to use and affordable for only $29.95. Plus, if you have any problems, you can receive free email technical support. Speaking of technical information and general info on how to order the iSound WMA MP3 Recorder 6.57 software, you can get all of that information right on our website at HealthyLife.net. You don't have to miss your favorite show ever again. Plus, you can download your favorite show and take it anywhere you want. Order the iSound WMA MP3 recorder right from HealthyLife.net today.
Naturally, you make a strong statement about who you are with fabulous new clothing, shoes, bedding, and more from Eddie Bauer, the essential brand of quality apparel and gear with the up-and-coming and those who have already arrived. Today's generation knows that Eddie Bauer is the source for everything casual, comfortable, and with a flair for the entire family. Shop anytime, day or night, at eddiebauer.com. An affiliate of HealthyLife.net. And don't forget, Eddie Bauer gift certificates make the perfect statement too. Now available at eddiebauer.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Guess what? I have got a great guest on today for everybody out there. Joan Marie Will is joining me here today. Appeared regularly on Wake Up with Whoopi, a national syndicated radio show for over a year and a half. She's been on hundreds of radio shows. Great website, Joan Marie, an intuition girl. If you go there, you're going to be able to see several videos of Joan in action. And, you know, she's been on television, radio, and the author of, by the way, just want to mention it, Soul Discovery, Nine Principles for Revealing Your Sacred Gifts, How to Tap into Your Intuition and Listen to Your Soul's Desire. Joan, thank you so much for joining us here today. I wanted to open this up. I don't know about you, but I've just been a little bit overwhelmed these days with conversations about
the astrological, the alignments of the planets, the retrogrades of the planets, the misalignments of the planets, the only time that X is going to happen for another, you know, gazillion years. And I'm wondering, Joan, are we putting too much emphasis on things that are on the outside, or is it part of, you know, how we learn to integrate the outside and the inside?
You're asking me fabulous questions. I love it. I don't believe that we have to put so much emphasis on the outside. Now, in that same breath, yes, we have to learn to integrate. You know, I never heard of retrograde as Mercury retrograde until 3 years ago.
I haven't either.
And then, you know, I'm on Facebook and this person emails like her 1,000 friends and she's like, we're going into retrograde. Be prepared. And I wanted to email her and say, why did you tell me? Because I don't have to be prepared for things not to go my way. I don't have to be prepared for miscommunication. So I believe 100% that if you can get to know your soul, which is the little boy or the little girl within you who only knows yes, who's your biggest cheerleader, who gives you those little nudges when you doubt yourself. It's not about logic. It's not that 2 + 2 = 4. But it's just that beautiful being essence inside of you. And if you can allow yourself to sit in your lower stomach and your lower back, and that's where your soul lives. I know a lot of people say it's in your third eye, but your greatest point of power is actually in your lower stomach and your lower back. Everyone has the sunlight that lives within them. And if you can feel that sunburst in all the cells of your body and feel that little child within you, and you open up your heart to hear the truth, and to receive in detail what it is that you want to receive, you won't get tripped up by outside circumstances. You know, it's so important for us. The biggest thing in life is to own the feelings so strongly inside of ourselves of what it is that we want to bring into our lives. And it's about being comfortable in your skin and believing that it belongs to you.
Well, one of the things that you mention in the book is called dancing with your soul.
Yes.
You talk about dancing with your soul. I love that. You know, I got to the beginning chapters of the book, and I saw that phrase, dancing with your soul. And I said, oh, my gosh, let's talk about that for a minute. You know, what kind of dance is it going to be? I was going to be like, okay, what am I going to ask Joan? Okay, so what kind of dance is it? Sometimes I feel like a tango. Sometimes I feel like a waltz. And I wanted to ask you about that metaphor, about that statement, dancing with your soul. I mean, it gives you so many different, images.
And brilliant, because I'm all about a good time, and apparently you are too, because you're
yes.
tango.
Yes, indeed.
So dancing with your soul, okay, is about, I just said this the other day to a client of mine. I said everybody has their own kind of universe. So many people have the universe that's about lack. Things don't go your way. We have a lot of natural disasters right now, especially with water. Water is emotion. The kind of universe that I'm dancing with, my soul, and I have to be in alignment in order to dance with the universe, I dance with the universe that cushions me. I dance with the universe that prepares me. I dance with the universe that we give and we receive. And that's the same thing with your soul. You have to give and you have to receive in life for you, on you. So, let's be real. Not everything's going to go our way. I don't get everything that I want. I've been rejected several times. You know, but when you sit with your soul, or you smile with your soul, or you take a risk about playfulness, being silly, and saying, you know what, I'm going to move forward, and I'm going to create this kind of feeling, this kind of speed, this kind of momentum, you get clarity on what it is that you want to experience on a consistent basis. So dancing with your soul is clarity on the experiences and how high of a level of vibration do you want to go. So it's about what it is that you want to experience in life.
And so when we're dancing with our soul, we're faced with the question of, and this is what I picked up also from your work, it's how high do you want to go, and also how fast do you want to go?
Yeah, yeah. I move very quickly in life, and I do my lifestyle makeovers right now, which is really taking people at a fast pace to another level. I don't believe that we have to have lack for a long period of time, or depression for a long period of time, or things not going away for a long period of time. I believe within a second, you can start transforming your thoughts, your mind, your body, getting to know yourself, and turning things around in less than 30 days. I'm a very firm believer in momentum and speed, but everybody has their own frequency. You know, everybody was born equal, but not everybody vibrates to the same frequency. And so what goes on in life is you can look at any individual and I can tell you what frequency they're vibrating to. And it is your frequency level which determines what you will get in life, what you won't get, what you will crave for years and never receive, or what you crave for years and you will receive. So it's really about the individual, and it's about owning that golden flame inside of your body and magnifying to a 10 plus. It's about being 100%. You know, there's a great statement out there that a dear friend of mine said to me recently.
Uh-huh.
He said, Joan Marie, how you do one thing is how you do everything.
That's kind of an interesting statement.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and let's talk about that for a minute. Some people would hear that statement and think, oh, that's kind of limiting. But, you know, there is a story, you know, beyond the statement. I love that. I received an email from one of my listeners the other day, and it was on lack. And it was just about, it was one line, and I think you'll get a kick out of this, Joan. It was just one line, and, you know, it was, lack will break your back. Because I'm from a listener the other day, and I thought, well, doesn't that kind of say it all?
Yeah, it does. And lack could be in, you know, lack's not just about money. It could be about relationship. It could be about in yourself. You know, if everyone were to realize, and this is not selfish, if everyone were to realize that they have to take care of themselves, give all of their energy, all their fire to themselves, then the energy flows out and you can help other people. Most people sit here and they give hugs, they kiss, they try to help all these people, yet they're screaming inside, they're mad at themselves, they have all this fear. So what are you really giving the other people? It's fear, lack, all your stuff. But if you were in alignment, okay, with yourself and you released your fears, your phobias, your stuff, and you got real clear on what it is that you want to receive, then you would be doing a different dance with the individuals in your lives.
Well, I love the idea of doing a different dance, you know, and one of the things that I wanted to talk with you about, there are many different types of dances, there are many things that happen, and right now, you know, there are folks that are just so fixed on what's happening with gas prices, what's happening with rice being rationed. I don't know, it's hard to even imagine it. But there are all these, quote, as some say, indicators of how we need to tighten things up. I mean, an invitation to tighten up must have an effect on the soul, and I wanted to ask you what that effect is.
Yeah, and I would not recommend to anyone to tighten up, okay, because that alone just makes me cringe. You know, when I look at right now with what's going on with the universe, we're going to have even greater natural disasters in the next couple months. We are. And this is not for us to go into fear, panic, focus on lack. The gas prices, I mean, we can all give our opinions on all of that. But the bottom line is that this is an opportunity for each and every one of us to get creative and to expand our minds and to say, I'm not a victim. I am a leader. I am a leader over my emotional state, and I am about solutions. So what does an individual do who just say they only earn 60 grand a year? And so they're on a fixed income. I mean, $60,000, and to many, that's a fixed income. And so you only get a certain paycheck a month, and then half of that now goes to gas, or half of that now goes to raising prices. So what does an individual do? This is not a time to panic. I mean, I believe everyone needs to be smart and put money away, save. I'm not saying not do that. But this is a time for an individual to get creative and say, what are my gifts? What are my talents? Why am I alive? None of us were here to be hand of mouth, but most of us are. So I don't believe that this is a time to panic. I believe that this is the greatest time that any human being can make and create the greatest abundance in their life, which is better health, better relationships, and greater financial stability.
Well, and you're getting everyone out there, you're getting that from somebody that knows a lot about this. Joan Marie Whelan is joining me here today, the world's leading authority on the teachings of intuition and how to utilize your own intuition in your own life. She's joining us here today because we're talking about soul discovery. How do you reveal your sacred gifts? How do you know that once they're revealed, that those gifts truly belong to you? You know, Joan Marie, when we're looking at the many, many things you talk about in the book, and you really do. You take us from, you know, a conversation about people that you work with that's suffering very serious, serious illnesses, and I want to talk about that in a minute, and, you know, how this transformation happens, how life gets changed. So when we look at all of this, how do we, or where do we begin? Let's talk about those nine principles for a minute.
Great. Do you want me to start answering?
I want you to answer them kind of like in any order that you want, because when I looked at the book, I read the first part about authenticity, and I thought, you know, what the heck do I know about being my authentic self? You know, how does Joan talk about it, Joan Marie talk about it? And, you know, let's talk about that for a minute, because we wear so many masks, you know?
Right. You know, your authentic self is the truth of who you are. It's not what somebody else wants you to be. It's not what family, friends, teachers have said for you. It's that knowingness or that craving. Everybody has something that they're so longing to do. And so many of us are so afraid to become that essence. And your authentic self is your greatness. It's your individuality. I will stress this over and over and over again. I believe the greatest place for any individual to go is silence, because that's where all of your wisdom is. And tip on being so intuitive. Start saying every day, I am listening. I am listening. I'm listening to my soul. I'm listening to what's best for me. I'm listening. And you will start, what that does is that opens up your body to start to listen, and it gives your soul permission to start to speak. Our minds race every day. We all have so much to do, so much to get done. We all have our issues. We're human. And if people could just sit down, and whether you, I'm a big workout person. I love to work out. And so sometimes I'm at the gym, and it's embarrassing to say I have no idea how to use my iPod yet I give them out as gifts. And so my cousin is teaching me as we speak. And so I'm starting to download music in. And for me, sometimes it's just being on the treadmill in nothingness and just feeling myself in my own body saying, I'm listening, I'm here for you. So it doesn't mean that we all have to be in silence and in a quiet position, because that doesn't work for everybody. Go sit by a tree. Go for a beautiful walk. But hear nothingness. So how do people distinguish between what is their real authentic self? It's getting to know the truth of who you really want to be, not what somebody else wants you to be.
I love that. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about that. But what do we need to do to really expand our minds? What do we need to do to bring in all the juiciness that the universe has to offer? Joan Marie Whelan joining us here today. You know what? She is it. She is it. Business intuition expert, intuitive specialist, international medium, has blown the doors off of numbers of callers calling in to Whoopi Goldberg's show and much more. She's joining us here today, sharing her talent, sharing her gifts, and sharing her message. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Find out how you can turn any obstacle to boost your life to the next level. Discover how you can overcome your fear with faith and courage to create amazing results. These strategies are taught by Julie Thong, a Cambodian genocide survivor. Julie is an inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, and author of Kantaya, My Courageous Quest for Love and Freedom, and The Power of Fear. Face everything and rejoice. Call 888-842-2008 or visit juliethong.com.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. smallbizsherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter. so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com, and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and thriving is what we do. We get to let go of surviving, meaning going from day to day and figuring out, am I going to make it through today? Do we even want to make it through today? And, you know, there is another side to that coin. There always is another side. Some people refer to things as light and dark, shadows, and things that are in reflection of the other. And so the question is, do you know that you have the choice? Do you know you have the choice to change your life? Do you know you have the choice to step into your soul and dance? And my guest today, Joan Marie Whelan, is joining us here today. She is the author of Soul Discovery, 9 Principles for Revealing Your Sacred Gifts. You know, Joan Marie, thank you so much for joining us here today. Let's take a minute and give folks your website, because I love your website. And they'll be able to find out that, you know, when they go to your website, they're going to see that, you know, people refer to you as intuition girl. Is that correct? Intuitive.
Absolutely.
Intuitive,
yeah.
Girl.
Intuition girl.
And how did you get that name?
You know, my mom and I, we run a company, which is a personal development and spiritual growth company, and one late night after many hours working with one of our employees, she and mom were going back and forth, and either my mother or Maria spit out, well, Joan Marie, you are the intuition girl. This is who you are. And we're like, oh, my God, let's use it. And I got the message. You know, intuitively, you know, I let the masters run my ship. They run, you know, and that's surrendering to think that I know what's best for me and hearing from higher beings that let's be a team player for what is best for me. And so it really just came out of a late night of brainstorming to get more creative for my company. And I am known as an individual who can look at anybody, anywhere, anytime, phone, radio, just, you know, a friend could just come up the street and say, you know, my sister so-and-so. And I can, in 2 seconds, just tell you exactly what's going on, can tell you the root of everything, and just really be able to look within your soul and get to the root of everything that's going on. So an intuition girl is fun, and I'm very fun. I'm all about having fun. I mean, we're all going to have challenges in life, but I do believe that if you can fall in love, as I said, with all pieces, your dark, your shadow, your light, and, you know, have a sense of humor. The universe or God, whoever you believe in, we're not put on this earth to have the amount of destruction that we have or the amount of pain or hurt that we have. And I believe that it's time that we step up and realize that it doesn't all have to be this way. You know?
I love that. I love what you're sharing, because, you know, one of the things we look at is we look at challenges, and a lot of people say, you know, that you're faced with a challenge, you know, and it's important to look at this as an opportunity. And I think my stepmom used to say, you know, honey, if it don't kill you, it's going to make you stronger.
Right.
And, you know, I think those are the same message, but they're said differently. And I want to,
you know, and it's not easy all the time, you know.
Right.
I mean, when we're in the thick of our heavy emotional stuff, it's like, ugh. You know, but that's when you need to say to your anger, your hurt, talk to me, I'm listening. Because all our pain is a little piece inside of us, it's a wound inside of us that needs to be hugged, that needs to be adored, that needs to be nurtured.
And you asked this question, Joan Marie, you asked the question, what is this extraordinary gift that you and only you were brought here to fulfill?
Right. And you're really clear about what your gift is. We just talked about it. I mean, you have this incredible ability to read energy. And then not only read it, but be able to translate what that energy means.
Exactly.
And so there are people that are going to listen to this show and say, wait a minute, you know, that's that Dr. Pat and that Joan Marie again, there they go. They have extraordinary gifts, maybe, but I don't think I do.
Right.
But isn't this the beginning of the conversation? You've got to get to a place where you at least acknowledge that you have something here to offer.
And that's the truth. I mean, every human being has something special. But the key is that you as an individual have to decide what that is. You know, at the end of each chapter of my book, I ask very powerful questions that I ask you to write about or think about, and that's how you can go deeper into your soul and know who you really are. Expanding your mind is asking really great questions. And if somebody's going to be down on themselves or say, oh, luck isn't for me, or, you know, luck is really just an individual who is very prepared, who perseveres, who has discipline, and who's in that dance of giving and receiving with their heart open. You know, a very great tip to give everybody here listening is write out three things very specifically in detail that you know for sure you want to receive. And then feel into your body, and do you believe that you can really receive that? And then how does that feel? Because if you're like, oh, this isn't for me, or life isn't for me, or nothing ever goes my way, or I'm cursed, well, then of course that's what you're going to get. You know, I don't believe in curses. I believe in everything in life is an opportunity. Everything. I mean, I've been very sick. I've been very poor. You know, I've been everything. So it's like my attitude is, if I can get my act together and I can start flowing with life and I can travel the world and do magnificent things and know freedom, then any human being in the world can do it too.
You know, Joan Marie, when you say that, I've been very poor. I've been very sick. It's interesting how many people that I interview and I get to talk with, and myself including, you know, that we have a sense of what the term, you know, being at the bottom really means, or hitting your bottom.
Yeah.
And do you think that that is important for people like us that now become, you know, the conduit to so many other people? Is it important for us to have hit a bottom, so to speak?
You know, I wish that I didn't hit the bottom as hard as I did.
Oh, sister, I'm so there with you.
I'm wishing it was a little different. But I do believe that now, you know, my mom and I do a lot of speaking and teaching together, and she once said to an audience, if you have a story, either my daughter and I can match you, or we know someone who could. So I do believe that we've had some of the challenges that we've had, so that we can have compassion and understanding as others are in the thick of it. And we can say, look, I have a flavor of what you're going through, because these are similar things that I went through, and let me give you tools. I'm all about giving everybody tools. I'm all about teaching every human being to be the solution with where they are this second. And so I feel, yeah, but I don't believe that. I believe that once you get it, you no longer have to be in that place. You can turn around your financial situation. You can turn around lack. You can turn anything around instantaneously. It's all in your vibration. It's in your thoughts. It's in your feelings. It's in, you know, what do you think about all day long?
And so we're going to talk about that when we come back, Joan Marie. We're going to take a short break here on the Dr. Pat Show. Joan Marie Whelan joining us here today. And, you know, you get to discover your soul. You get to discover who you are. Her book, Soul Discovery, 8 Principles for Revealing Your Sacred Gifts. When we return, we're going to be talking about the freedom within you. One of the chapters, actually, if I had to pick a favorite chapter, I think this would be it for me.
Okay.
In her new book. And most importantly, how do you get to that place of freedom? You know, do you have to have, quote, the secret? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, relaxing on a Nile cruise and exploring the sacred temples. For travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt in October. Call for information at 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Is one of your loved ones in crisis, or would you like to empower your family to prevent a crisis from occurring? Crisis Intervention Coaching has a goal to empower every family to overcome any challenge with education, strategy development, and ongoing support. Take the first step to create workable solutions and empower your family today. Visit crisisinterventioncoaching.com or call the 24-hour hotline at 888-592-8400.
Do you want a better relationship, to achieve outstanding business and career goals, or to improve your health and fitness? You have the answers. All the power you need is within you. Personal transformation is about a solid foundation in the workings of the conscious and unconscious mind, with a seminar or training that gets you high and keeps you there. Contact the Empowerment Partnership and unlock your hidden potential. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
People want three things when they build and plan for retirement. The most amount of money for the longest amount of time with the least amount of risk. Now, I'm sure you currently have a 401k or an IRA of some kind. However, there are five things that can wipe out your current retirement plan, like disability, market loss, taxes, litigation, and premature death. Call today to find out how our retirement plan is protected from these five financial storms. And remember, retirement planning should come with a peace of mind, not uncertainty. So call 888-252-3083 or visit debtfreemca.com.
Truly, you make a strong statement about who you are with fabulous new clothing, shoes, bedding, and more from Eddie Bauer, the essential brand of quality apparel and gear with the up-and-coming and those who have already arrived. Today's generation knows that Eddie Bauer is the source for everything casual, comfortable, and with a flair for the entire family. Shop anytime, day or night, at eddiebauer.com, an affiliate of HealthyLife.net. And don't forget, Eddie Bauer gift certificates make the perfect statement, too. Now available at eddiebauer.com.
You choose. Programs you want, never anything you don't. The way radio should be. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Wow. I am so thrilled to have Intuition Girl joining me here today, Joan Marie Whelan. We're going to talk about freedom within you in a minute, but I want to make sure everyone out there has information about Joan Marie's website, about how you can download podcasts, how you can download articles, how you can tap into her blog. Let's take a minute to do that. They can definitely go to intuitiongirl.com, correct, Joan?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then there's Joan Marie Whelan as well, .com.
Right, Joan Marie Whelan, and Whelan is W-H-E-L-A-N.
Okay. So when we look at this, and intuitiongirl.com is the website, your book's available pretty much anywhere, right?
It is. Right now we're doing a huge promotion on Amazon, and you can go to my website or Intuition Girl to get all the details and to purchase my book and to get it on Amazon.com.
Well, I have to tell you, I love the book. I love the way that you've broken it down and also the questions at the end. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to take a sneak peek and, you know, if you go to Amazon, they say look inside. Let's look inside the chapter that you put together on freedom within you.
Great.
And I wanted to talk about this because you come right out with the first sentence that says there are many different forms of imprisonment.
Mm.
And you talk about the limitation and the beliefs and our thoughts. And we've been talking about that a little bit, you know, today. I want to get very specific about this. You know, what are some of the thoughts that people think that either hold them back or catapult them to the next level of their lives?
Great. A thought that holds them back is something like, well, I can't do this.
Uh-huh.
Or I'm too old. Or it doesn't belong to me. You know, what catapults people to their greatness, to their high vibrational level, is how they feel and how they speak. You know, I'm a new golfer, so I'm going to use this as an example.
Uh-huh.
Last night, Mom and I were watching the end of the, I guess it's the Master, whatever Tiger's in, and this gentleman, Rocco, he was 158 in ranked in golfing in the world. And he and Tiger are going for a showdown today of 18 holes to see who's going to win the championship. And you could see Rocco. Well, I knew Tiger would get that hole. I knew I'd have to come to this place with Tiger. I mean, he didn't own. He is the winner. He is the champ. He can be and do this. Tiger sat there and screamed with joy and said,
You know, leave it to me to, in the final hour, in the last swing, to just pull this great moment, you know? So someone who can pull themselves out of, you know, we were just referring to, you know, being lost in the desert or being in complete depression or complete hopelessness. You know, you have to literally feel in your body and imagine. I tell people all the time, focus on joy. And if you've never experienced pure joy in your life, even for 1 second, then imagine, what is joy for you? What does it feel like to have something go your way? And if you can spend a couple of minutes a day just seeing, imagining, and feeling inside of yourself a moment of joy or a moment of something going your way and allowing that to resonate in your body, and then you match the words to that, I can have this. I am open to receiving this. I give myself permission to create an abundant life. I'm allowed to have an abundant life. And you start feeling it inside of yourself, that's when you can have the driving force to move you forward. You either drive forward or you drive backwards with everything you say.
And I love that you used the whole example of Tiger Woods and, you know, Rocco. And how that language shows up in our lives. And part of this, Joan Marie, part of this is not even using that language and joking.
Right.
I mean, we hear people all the time use humor, but the words that they choose is really a way to look at what's hiding inside, so to speak.
Exactly. So, like, and I'll use Rocco as an example because we were just watching last night. He was freaking out, like, oh, my God, I'm not going to sleep tonight. I've got a panic. How am I going to do this? How am I going to beat Tiger Woods? How am I? And if I was his coach, okay, I would literally say, you don't need to know how you're going to do anything. I want you to right now to be in the end result. How does it feel to, you know, hit the ball every day and have that swing, have that momentum, have that speed? You've got to be in your body. You've got to feel the end result. You've got to taste it. You've got to see it. And then you've got to have your heart open. But it's a lot of work. It's a very high vibration. It's a lot to sit here and to say to your mind, no, thank you, that's a lie. This is now my truth. But you have to do it over and over again until your new thoughts become your reality. It's almost like having great habits every day. You know,
well, and, you know, here we are, and I don't think the results are in. You know, we've got this idea of this, you know, 18-hole playoff now.
Right, it's a long, anything can happen. And I'm not saying Rocco's not going to win, but when he went to bed last night, you could tell he was more comfortable in their skin, he was more assured. And so I was like, oh, Rocco, don't go there. Don't think these thoughts. Don't freak out and say, oh, my God. You know, you have to sit there, and you have to be so excited. And you have to go to a deeper level of yourself. This is where you go to your soul, not necessarily the outside resources. You know, if I was him, I wouldn't even look at Tiger, pay attention to Tiger. He has to be in the zone of himself and have the most fun he could ever imagine and the greatest joy with each swing. Do you see the difference?
I see the difference. And really, what we're talking about is have the most joy for each swing of our lives.
Exactly.
You know, that's what we're talking about. So, you know, when I looked at and decided to talk with you about this one chapter in this incredible book, Freedom Within You, I think I was most taken by towards the end of the chapter, and I want to talk about that for a minute. You say never give up, never give up, never give up. You say never give up, never give up, never give up. Keep going, keep going, keep going. And then you invite us to write a few things or answer a few questions. And boy, I'll tell you, I sat down with the first question that you asked, and I'm still writing about it.
Okay.
And I want to share what that question is to our listeners, because this is going to give everybody a sense of what you're going to find in this book. And I would encourage you all, if you know, when you buy this book, that you actually answer these questions, because you will be blown away by what gets revealed. The first question, Joan Marie, that you ask is, what does freedom mean to me? What does freedom mean to me? That is, for me, looking at that question was probably the most difficult question I've ever looked at in my life, and we'll talk about it when we come back from break. But more importantly, it was the most
revelational. It's what it revealed, and I want to say this to our listeners, just think about this. What does freedom mean to you? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Joan Marie Whelan joining us here today. I want to make sure you have the website. You can go to intuitiongirl.com or joanmariewhelan.com, WHELAN.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And freedom is what we'll talk about.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Topperson. Topperson is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Topperson.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Topperson.com or 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Are you one of the millions of overweight people who haven't succeeded on low-fat or low-calorie diets? They're too hard, aren't they? To be successful, you have to change your mind about dieting. Get the sugar out, put fat back in, eat yourself thin. I'm Karen Bentley. My sugar-free miracle diet makes weight loss easy, inevitable, sustainable. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com. That's sugarfreemiracle.com. This is the solution you've been looking for.
The year 2012 and the great shift of the ages. The biggest story ever, and the clock's ticking. Tired of all the doomsday predictions? Jack Alice has written a blockbuster novel, Infinity's Flower, showing us a vision of the new world and the vital role we play in creating it. Find out how at www.infinitiesflower.com. That's infinitiesflower.com.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Pep it up with positive energy power right here on HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. And I'm so thrilled to have Joan Marie Whelan joining us here today. Soul Discovery, 9 Principles for Revealing Your Sacred Gifts. You know, how do we tap into our intuition? You know, what is important to know about listening to our soul's desires? You know, Joan Marie, thank you for joining us here today. We were talking about freedom, or that chapter in the book. And I wanted to ask you about that sense of freedom that we all long for. Does that mean, if we're so longing for that sense of freedom, that at some level we feel enslaved?
Great question. I think so, because then you feel like you don't have it. You know, and freedom is different for everybody. You know, I believe that it's important to, when you have freedom in your life, I believe that's when you're a leader over all situations in your life. You know, freedom is in a kind way, in being able to do anything you want when you want, whether it be the finances, or being open to receiving an opportunity, or being comfortable with dramatic positive change in your life. It's not about the schedule and the same life day after day after day. It's about spontaneity and adventure and, well, I can have this, or I can do this, or I can be this, or I can create this. You know, freedom, you know, this winter I was in New York City and it was very cold. And it was, the forecast was cold for weeks. And I said, you know what, it's just time for me to go back to L.A. And freedom was I could go and purchase a plane ticket in 24 hours and leave New York and go back to California. That was freedom. You know, it's about having the opportunity to create whatever you want whenever you want.
So when we look through this, when we look through, you know, this process of soul discovery, you know, what's the bottom line? And what I mean by that is, what do we achieve when we get to that place where we're open to the revelation of what our soul's calling us to do or be? And what are the consequences if we don't?
The consequences if you don't is where you'll know lack, where there'll be pain and suffering, where possibly sickness and disease. Things just, you'll be in Mercury retrograde all the time. You know, really. The ability to dance with your soul, what that does for you, is that opens you up to your greatness. That opens you up to sing, to dance, to play, and to wake up every day to be excited about, number one, I'm alive on Earth. Number two, what possibilities can I create and participate in today? And then that's where you get really clear on what is it that you want to receive. You know, it's about, soul discovery is about getting to know the truth of who you really are, healing all the wounds, all the hurts and the pains, the shouldas, the couldas, and understanding and having compassion and adoration for all of you. And when you do that, that's when the sky is the limit. You know, you have to be at peace within yourself, not war within yourself. And when you think that you don't have freedom, or when you think that things can't go your way, or when you don't like all of you, that's when you're producing war in your body, and that's what keeps war alive in the earth, on the world.
And when we move through whatever phase we're in, when we move through, and thank you, Joan Marie, for sharing that, you know, I believe that we all are looking for the next level of our lives, whatever that is. You know, for some people, the next level of their lives is getting a tablespoon of rice to sustain them for a week.
Right.
Other people, it's, you know, winning the lottery, whatever that might be.
Right.
It's having millions of dollars. But
right.
In the end, you know, doesn't it boil down to how we connect with spirit?
Yes, and in the end, the process is the same. No matter what country you're living in, no matter what you're trying to obtain in that moment, because it's about what you feel inside. It's about what you feel that you're capable of having, being, and doing. So in the end, because your soul is connected with spirit, your soul is connected with the highest vibration of the purest form of love, you know, of the Christ consciousness or the powerful beings that you believe in. It becomes one with the master. It becomes one with greatness, one with the purest form of love. And you can have that anywhere. You could be in Iraq right now, and you can know freedom, and you can know unconditional love. And that energy could flow out, and then other soldiers would start feeling that and knowing that as well. And then other soldiers on the other side would start knowing and feeling that as well. It is 100% internal.
You know, as we look at everything certainly everything that you've written in the book, and we haven't really covered everything, we've just touched the surface. I want to make sure that all of our listeners know how to find out more about you, Joan Marie, and more about the book. If you go to the website, intuitiongirl.com, lots of information. You'll actually be able to see Joan Marie in action, and find out information about the book and much more. You know, when we look at the next steps, Joan Marie, meaning a lot of information. We talked about a lot of things today. I wanted to ask you what your next right action might be for people. We'll talk about this when we come back from break. And our personal message from Joan Marie Well and Intuition Girls right here on the Dr. Pat Show. You know, how do we take all of this information? How do we synthesize it and then ultimately change our lives for good? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And as I said before, Joan Marie Well and intuitiongirl.com is the website. For more about us, www.thedrpatshow.com. Stay tuned. We will be right back for our closing thoughts from Joan Marie Well.
Why?
Want to change your life in as little as 60 days guaranteed? And do you want to save money while doing it? Join the thousands of people who have already experienced the Phenomenal Memory online course that'll change your life guaranteed. Having a phenomenal memory is not a gift. It is a skill. A skill that you can master in as little as 60 days. Just imagine how your life would change if you suddenly had the ability to memorize entire books. Listeners of the Dr. Pat Show save $75 on the e-course. So visit pmemory.net and download The Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory e-book and find out more about this special offer. That's pmemory.net, and that's a P as in phenomenal. pmemory.net.
Stay informed. Sign up for the Dr. Pat Show weekly newsletter to find out about giveaways, extraordinary interviews, workshops, special events, and more. Go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for the newsletter now.
In 1972, Sur La Table opened in Seattle, selling hard-to-find kitchen items, and now they have 55 stores nationwide, offering kitchen tools from around the world to prepare any cuisine. Sur La Table has a full range of houseware and kitchen products, even books and food. Visit a Sur La Table store, or better yet, for faster service, go to thehealthylife.net's advertiser page and click on Sur La Table. With the best products, gift cards, and sale items, you can be on your way to being a first-class cook right now.
Information, entertainment, worldwide. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you so much for tuning us in and turning us on each week. My very special guest today, Joan Marie Whalen, joining us here today. Joan Marie, I would love it if you would leave our listeners with your personal message for today.
Sure. What I want to just say to all individuals out there is to look in the mirror and to be so excited at what you see and to allow yourselves to understand the vitality, the gift of who you are, and to focus on nurturing and watering and allowing you as an individual to grow and fall in love with you. And I just want to just, you know, I touched on earlier, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And that's about unlimited possibilities. It's about realizing that if I can play full out every single day, then I will receive full out back from the universe. So that's important. And my biggest wish is that every human being just truly falls in love with every piece of themselves with appreciation and complete adoration.
Wow. Joan Marie Whalen, thank you so much for joining us here today on the Dr. Pat Show. For those of you that are tuning in, check it out, intuitiongirls.com. Check out the book, Soul Discovery, 9 Principles for Revealing Your Sacred Gifts. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning us in, turning us on each week. We'll see you right back here next week. And remember, check out the drpatshow.com website, www.thedrpatshow.com, and you'll get to see the other 11, 12 hours of live radio we're doing this week. Until next week, step out into the world, keep your head up high, and reach for the stars. We'll see you. Have a great one.